WRWB 49.
WRWB 49. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, morning time out there.
SQ844, mobile and monitoring. WXHY363. Mobile West Wind. Radio test. Anybody out there? Can I get a radio check?
WRBG 206, radio check. Loud and clear.
Thank you, WRBG 206. I appreciate it.
WSIW844 monitoring.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSUG 257, mobile and monitoring.
This is WSIW844, monitoring.
WRYX551, coming in loud and clear.
WXRE338, monitoring.
Quiet out there today.
Hey, static.
WSIW244.
Monitoring, how's everyone doing?
WIZX 218, WIZ 48, copy.
WIZX 218, we copy, Jack.
Yeah, what's happening? Are you outside or inside? Cooling off.
I'm inside. I just got home from the doctor. And just taking it easy there, Roger.
Roger that, yeah. Well, it's a little bit windy here, and the sun is hot, about 83. Roger?
Sure, copy that. Well, same over here. No humidity, so it's okay. I can take a little bit of heat. Humidity, that's what gets you there, copy?
Roger. Yeah, let me talk to you a little bit later. Go ahead, take it easy out there, and we'll talk later. WIZ48.
All right, Jack. Talk at you later. WIZX218. We're listening.
Hello, Randall. Hello. Jack, WSZU844.
Mr. Sherman, how goes it?
Going good. How about for you?
Oh, not too bad. Just got back from the dermatologist. And everything's A-okay on this end, Roger.
Copy that. Good to hear. Yeah, I'm on the way home. I'm just north of Romeo.
Roger that. Just got a little bit of bacon frying in there, but you're on the road there, so that's understandable there, Roger.
Roger. Well, heard you out there. I haven't had a chance to talk in a while, so I thought to say hi. So I'll let you get back to what you're doing, and good to hear your voice out here, and Jack, too. And we'll talk to you again sometime. Take care. Stay safe, stay cool. We'll talk to you later. WFTU 844, I'll be clear after your final.
Roger that, Sherman. All right, we'll talk at you later, sir. WRZX 218, we're back to listening.
Station 844, WIUG 48. How you doing?
Jack, doing well.
WSU 844. What are you doing?
Okay, you sounded okay, Jesse. Like you said, a little bit bacon frying. Right. And what repeater are you on?
I'm on the Plymouth repeater. Like I said, I'm just north of Romeo right now on Van Dyke. Heading north.
See, I thought you were at home. Yeah. I don't think we're connected, so, Roger. You must have had the bad spot.
All right, Jack, I'm getting in the valley here in Bruce Township, so I'm going to let you go. Good talking to you. Can you hear your voice?
Roger, sir, man, good to hear from you. You take care and have a good day. And say hello. WIUG 48.
WSGG 772, Shelley Township, mobile monitoring. WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
Station 772. Station 772. WIUG 48. Copy.
WS92. WSIU 962, comms check.
We're not the military.
Old habits die hard.
WREG 488. This is WRK 359. JTR, good frequency. No response on WREG 488. WRK 359. At WRFK. WRFK. WRFG. Forget it. WRF. rescue Alpha Frank, 359, with the out-of-sight monitoring.
USICA66 signing off for the night.
WICI 847, WIUG48, copy. WICI 847, WIUG48, copy.
WRFD338, you copy, Chuck?
WRFD338, monitoring. WSDI 847, WSDI 847, WIUG 48, copy. 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 WRGX 218, WIUG 48, copy. WSDI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WRFK 359, the WRE
GG488, you got a copy? Yes, Robert. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine. I got these radios working great now. What did I hold anyone? Myself. And plus I watch it on YouTube. How they probably use all the settings. So I'm doing all right. Guess what?
Oh, careful, Robert. Well, what is that? Do you have that Roger beep on, or it's some kind of, you know?
Yeah, I got it on. I was just going to see if I was playing around with it. I was going to shut it off a little bit this point. I mean, it's bad as some of them are.
Are you sounding good? That radio sound good, Robert?
Boy, this airwaves don't get it. It's a doornail. I thought I was going to be hearing crickets talking to each other. And boss?
Yeah. There's nobody out there. I don't know where is everybody at. On your side, that side, it was so busy last summer, it was unbelievable. I don't hear anybody from your side that way.
Yeah. They're going to be whining when they have all the people, all these repeaters, they get, don't be using them. We want you to take them down, remember?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I really don't know, but that radio is good radio. The audio is very clear, too.
Yeah, I like the scramble function out there. I was trying to... I couldn't figure out why nobody was answering me earlier this morning. And I realized that I forgot to turn the scrambler off last night.
No problem, no big deal. Anyhow. All right, Robert, let me get back out of here. Maybe I'll go, you'll get me some ice cream. Eat some ice cream tonight because I just came from outside and I was very busy outside.
Okay. Nice talking to somebody. So, have a nice evening. I have a dream to you. WRFK359. Clear with WREG488. I always want to say WRIF for some reason. I don't know why. But we talked about it with that.
Hey, Robert. Good talking to you. Take care. But your signal is 559. Really, it is. 559. All right. Take care. We'll talk again. WIUG 488.
It's 488 WSIL 946.
Go ahead. 946 WIUG 488.
We've talked before, Jack. My name is Ralph. I have one question for you. How's the garden looking?
Oh, the garden looking beautiful. Really, everything is growing. I got pepper growing, and cucumbers, those pickled cucumbers, they all got flowers in them, and they're getting big, but there's no cucumber yet. Also, the tomatoes, each one of these tomatoes, it's about 10 flowers came out.
Sounds great. It sounds great. You know, I love, I grow the little cherry tomatoes. I got them, they pop up every year, and they're delicious.
Yeah, You're right. I got one cherry tomatoes where the cucumbers is. And you know what? My daughter loves those cherry tomatoes. I don't. I like big tomatoes. I buy a beef steak and a big boy. That's what I buy. And I grow them. And also Amish tomatoes.
Oh, those big ones are delicious, too. I love them all. I love them all. But cucumbers also, when they take over, it's great because you just have so many and they're so good.
Yeah, the cucumber, really, they're good for your health. They got water, you know what I mean? And really, it's good for health if you want to know that. You know, I don't know, but it sounds like, you know, if you eat enough of them, I don't know how many, four or three. Because they're pickles, they're not that big as cucumbers. And it really brings the sugar down.
Well, you know, anything natural is the greatest, you know. I take a handful of medication every day, and it's, you know, I don't like it.
I tell you what, I mean, I have a sugar, and I have a high blood pressure and cholesterol, but they're not that big deal, you know. I take about, you know, handful is too many to take. But really, what you got to do is just got to move around. And I do. I do move around. Winter and summer. You know, in the winter, I get out there and shovel the snow by hand. You know. Or here's what you do. You get away from some of these. If you go, like if you're on Lifetime or something like that, if you swim, and that's what a lot of doctors said, if you swim there every day, you won't have that problem.
Well, that's what you're telling me. I gotta get up off my butt and do more. You know, I tell you, it does feel better when you do, but it's hard to get there some days.
Yes, it is. You're right about that. It's very hard. You know, sometimes, you know, like if it gets 90, then you don't want to be out there in 90-degree weather. You know, and that is the worst thing, to be out there in 90-degree weather. But it helps. I have a Lifetime, but I don't go a lot, you know. And that's why, you know, because I stay at home and take care of this and take care of that, and that's how it is.
Roger that. Yeah, I don't get out too much myself. Geez, I can't even mow my own lawn anymore. I gotta pay somebody for that. But yeah, gotta keep moving, my man. I understand.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But if you're at home, walk around a little bit. You know what I mean? Exercise a little bit. Just for walking, it makes a lot of difference. Because all your body is moving. Both a leg, that's what connected to your body. And if you move around even at home, you don't have to get out and go somewhere, you know. Just do it at home. I have a sunroom and I got a bike. I can get on that bike, the exercise bike, and, you know, get my five, like 10 minutes, and that'd be enough.
Yeah, my daughter and I went to Costco today. They didn't have the little electric buggy. It was all used, being used. So I walked the car. Better now. Keep that moving.
Yeah, sometimes they don't have that at Costco. You're right. You know, but I don't have to use that. What I do is see if you get a basket. The baskets help too. I mean, a little help, not much, but really, it helps too. And just walk around those aisles.
Well, yeah, that's what I did. I grabbed just a regular basket and kind of hung on, and kind of like my walker, you know. Just kind of got around there. I did pretty good. Except for finding my daughter. She just lost me.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, that's what I do too. I got a membership with Sam's Club and Costco, so I just go around there because of big family, you know. I have, you know, another people with me, and that's how I do it. I go around with the basket, and that's it.
Heck yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna continue with Costco. I really don't shop there anymore. I don't know if Sam's. I had a few years back. I had a Sam's man. What is Sam's? Whatever it is. I don't know.
I see what you're saying. They're getting a little bit expensive too. But you know what? You know, I just gotta. Read and find out what's all about, and they got a lot of good stuff, you know. But you know, even it's really, well, I don't know. He said he don't get out that much. I was saying, get the gas from there. It's really worth it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I do believe they have really good gasoline, and you know, I've been laid up here for. Year and a half, but before that, I had to go back and forth from Dearborn to Roseville, and just the gasoline alone paid for that membership, you know, a couple of times over.
You're right. Okay. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't get my gas from no gas station at all. All is Sam's Club and Costco. And most of it is Costco, because, you know, I don't know, about 35 years ago, I went to the gas station, pumped some gas, and I was on, I had to drive for 45 minutes, and all of a sudden, I went to the gas station, it's about 10 minutes, then everything shut down. I found that gas station, you know, I guess there was water in the tank or something like that. So then I had to wait for a tow truck. And I said, that's it. I ain't going nowhere else except these two. Stand by. Go ahead then, the radio station. WIUG, Wayne 8.
Sounded like Toledo in there. WSAL 946.
Well, station 946, I don't know if he's out there or not. But you know what? Let me tell you something. Between day and day, I talked to Cleveland. I had a friend of mine, he's there in Cleveland, Ohio. I talked to him almost every day.
And it's very Ohio, right? It's and I still don't know, you know, I've heard people talking to Sheboygan, and I don't understand the shutdown thing.
I see what you're saying. I don't know how that works, and I you know, I don't care too much about it, you know what I'm saying, but I always talk to Ohio. From here.
Sandusky, Ohio.
Station on Sandusky, Ohio. Go ahead.
I'm losing you. Talk to you later. This is Sandusky, clear.
Yeah, okay. WIUG 48. Well, go ahead if you're still there. 946, I believe, or 926.
Yeah, Jack, WSIL 946 over here. You sounded great as always. I think I'm gonna go clear here, sir.
You take care and you have a good evening. We'll talk again. If I'm out there, we'll talk again. WIUG 48.
Thank you, Jack. WSAL 946, clear.
WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy? Yes, not. WIUG 48, clear.
Hey, Jack, go to All-Star, the RTX 957.
All right, we're going to All-Star. We are your G48, we're gone.
WSIU 709, monitoring. WSAL 946, I'm monitoring the
WSAI 847, WIUG 48.
WSA 847, how you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good. How about you?
Okay, no problem. It's good to hear you there. Yeah, the conditions have been pretty great today. All kind of stations from all over the place coming through, so you're sounding good tonight, Jack.
Too, Dane. Really, you're sounding good too. Very clear. No problems at all. I mean, is that the radio? Is that the Motorola radio you got on?
That's the Midland, 40 watts, I think. 40 watts, go ahead.
Roger, yeah. The 40 watt Midland. And that antenna, what is that antenna? Is that the Magnum Out antenna?
No, this is a base station Comet cut for GMRS. GMRS.
Yes, I see what you're saying, Dane. Yeah, anyhow, how you doing?
Oh, can't complain there. Can't complain. So, just wanted to get a hold of you there. I missed you last night there. I heard you out there. I just thought conditions weren't going to work out. So, but you've been out good. I assume you're at home, right?
I'm on that TYP 9600.
Hey, okay. Sounds great. Sounds good. Yeah. I tried you over there on the FBI network there, but must have missed you there because it was coming through strong too. So, but you're doing good there. No problem at all.
Hi, Dana, you're sounding good. Very clear, too. There's nothing going on between us. Roger?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we got nothing but clear skies and open water there. So, hey, you have a great evening there, and I'll talk to you a bit later, Jack. Good always to talk to you there. Have a good one. WSAI 47, Cleveland. I'll be clear.
Hey, Dan, you take care, and thanks for coming back to us. And you have a good holiday, 4th of July. I don't know if I'm going to be on the radio or not, but we'll talk again anyhow, maybe before that. Talk to you later. WIUG 48.
WSIE 375, monitoring from Clinton Township. WSIE 375, monitoring from Clinton Township. WSIE 375, monitoring from Clinton Township.
Clinton Township Station, here is WRVJ 258.
Thank you. You think you're pretty clear.
Good evening. You're a little spotty into the system now. You were strong earlier, but I'm located in East Point.
Okay, thanks. I think I'm on a Detroit repeater. Maybe talking to East Point, I'd be better off on the Montcalm's repeater.
It really won't make a whole lot of difference as far as my receiving is concerned. I'm listening on Mount Clemens. You're coming in on Detroit. Yes, you certainly, if you're in Clinton Township, are much closer to Mount Clemens than you are to downtown Detroit. So, if you were to change to the 675 frequency, you'd probably be better.
All right, good to know. Thank you.
What's Mr. Jim doing up so late? WRWY 979.
Joe, I am always up late. Well, almost always. It's the nature of Jim. More appropriately, what are you doing up so late? Besides checking into traffic nets, etc.
Well, I chill out till I get tired enough to go to sleep, and being retired, see, there's no schedule, just a general routine, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do, although I am not retired. Not yet. But I have both a schedule and a routine. Sometimes the schedule gets in the way of the routine. But as soon as I can, I get back in the routine. I don't know. I guess we'd say creature of habit would be a better way of putting it. Anyway, I've always been a night owl. My mother, rest her soul, said that when I was an infant, I had my days and nights mixed up, and she could never get it turned around. And I'll tell you what, it really affected me, you know. It's always late for school, you know. I was always a night owl. Couldn't get up in the morning. Still don't like it. I'll do it if I have to, but I am not a morning person.
Yeah, well, I usually go to bed late, but even when I used to work, I didn't need 8 hours sleep because I fell asleep usually fast and slept good and deep and got enough sleep to go the next day. So that's the name of that tune, but if I remember rightly, are you a organist or keyboardist or something for churches? Or I thought you mentioned many times before that you do the music for services or something. Is that true?
Well, you're kind of on the right track. No, I don't play any keyboard instruments. I am a musician, but I don't play any keyboard instruments. I work as a musician in a number of different venues, but I have about once a month commitment to a church in Birmingham where I'll play in the praise band. I'm a bassist, and I do that, but I also do a bunch of other stuff, and I have a lot of entertainment-related work. I've been involved in the entertainment industry since I was a teenager, and that's far in the rearview mirror now, but have been doing it ever since, and continue to this day.
Yeah, I got into music as 8 years old, playing guitar, acoustic guitar. And now, last several years, I got into doing some private recording on the loopers and overdubbing, and you know, and using harmonizers and digital. If you're familiar with a digital band creator, there's a digital band. It's a pedal that will produce, if you play a basic lead through it on a guitar, you might even know about it. It'll figure out a bass and a percussion beat for the song you're playing. And then you can loop it onto a looper, record it, and add the verses or whatever on the looper.
Well, among many other things that I've done in my life, I used to work in retail music sales, but that, again, way in the rearview mirror. And we used to sell every variety that was available at the time of effect pedal and stuff like that. And even in those days, this was 25 years ago, folks were figuring out how they could use the newly developed digital delay pedals to sample and hold a piece of, you know, a short phrase of musical notes and play it over and over, which eventually developed into what they call a looper pedal or a looper device. And that has since expanded. You know, the digital recording techniques have evolved in leaps and bounds in the last 25 to 30 years. And now all kinds of stuff is coming in. So is this device you're talking about a hardware device that sits in front of you, or is this a computerized program?
WRWY 979, it is a separate pedals, a looper pedal, Digitech looper pedal, that has multiple operations and actions and control. And the other pedal is a harmonizer, where it gives you multiple voices depending on which ones you want to make it sound more depth and more people singing, and very realistic and all digital too. And the digital harmonizer is also a pedal that you choose genres, a type of beat or a type of genre, and you play that type through just the key song, and it will produce, and it's not from a recording. It doesn't take a recording that you put in, you know, that's in the box. It actually determines what song, like if you played Mary Had a Little Lamb, it will make a bass part and a percussion part to go along with Mary Had a Little Lamb. It's not a recordings in the box. It determines what tempo, what notes, what transition you do, and it creates the bass part, bass guitar, and the percussion. But there was something else I was going to say, and I'm trying to think. Let me reset here. I was going to say, if you're old enough to remember the Beatles, which I assume you are, it's amazing where we've come from for recordings, because if you listen to the original recordings of the Beatles, a lot of their recordings was tape, and they had tracks one side or the other. If you listen to the separation of the original recording of the Beatles on a headset, you know that one vocal's on one side, left or right, something on the other side. So they didn't really have a lot of spatial control over their recordings, which were reel-to-reel. Tapes, magnetic tapes, not digital, obviously. Back to you.
Oh, yes. Well, okay, first of all, if these devices you're talking about are hardware pedals that sit on the floor, a device like that, that's pretty amazing that, you know, it's AI has encroached into the pedal board world. As I said, I've been involved in music, been involved in music production, music performance for pretty much my entire life. So, at any rate, yes, well, when the Beatles were recording, multi-track recording was a new thing. It had just been essentially invented by Les Paul, and the Beatles were among the very early adopters of the technology, and it wasn't really understood because most folks didn't have any way to reproduce stereophonic recordings in their home. Almost all record players, shall we call them, turntables, were monophonic. People had hi-fi sets, as they called them, but they were not stereophonic until probably the mid-60s. So almost everything was recorded in mono, and those that were recorded in stereo were not compatible with monophonic playback devices as a general rule, but a lot was lost in the translation, let's put it that way. There's a great deal of technical reasons why that was, electromechanical devices being what they were. Anyway, so, yeah, it's really stereo stuff. And the Beach Boys did the same thing. A lot of people did the same thing. When they first found out that you could record in stereo and reproduce in stereo, make a press a vinyl disc in stereo, and there were folks that had the ability to play it back in stereo where it was still compatible to be played on in mono. Once they figured that out, they were still figuring out how to use the format. And so, to show things off, they would pan things very hard right and very hard left, which is not how, as you and I know, when you hear a band playing in front of you, that's not how you hear stuff. There's crossover. So anyway, it didn't take too long before people figured out that wasn't a very realistic way to reproduce music, and beyond the novelty of hard right and hard left, they soon abandoned that technique and started panning things more naturally. And that's where we arrive mostly today, again, except for the if you're doing something for effect.
Yeah, I was going to leave you with a YouTube video. I'm trying to find it. Talking about digital recording and effects of pedals and all. This guy does a song. Here it is. I found it finally. If you've got a paper and pencil, you can memorize this guy's name and the song he plays. He plays harmonica, guitar, he does looping, overdubbing, and he plays along with it after he does certain segments. This is about what I do for fun. Matt, M-A-T-T, Calder, C-A-L-D-E-R. He plays a song with Paul Simon, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. Check it out on YouTube, and one day in the future, tell me what you think about it. But I gotta say goodnight and get stuffed up talking with vibration in my head talking. It makes my sinuses close up, so I gotta breathe. But anyhow, WRWY 979. Till next time.
Okay, thank you for that, Joe. Well, I'll give it a look. Have a good evening. WRVJ 258.